very concerning when you consider that the number of older people within Ireland is increasing in the last 5 years, from 2011 to 2016. There was an increase of 19% of people who are going to or are at retirement age. If this continues by 2031, there's going to be probably over 1 million people within Ireland will be of retirement age. And yet, how can they drop a job which is so important, social worker for the older people, reducing the level of social workers from 5 to 4 within Donegal, which means that there is more work on less people, and yet there are more people in the retirement age. That's one of the most important things, but there's such other areas of concern as well. One of them is the fact that when people get released from hospital, particularly if they're older people, they have to have special packages in place, and this could hold things up. Now, if that happens, that's only going to make hospitals like Letterkenny, etc., have a lot more people in where they don't need to be there if there are not the people to be able to sort the packages out within their own homes. And also the fact that a lot of people, as they get older, wish to stay in their own homes. They don't want to go into residential care or anything like that. Obviously, social workers are the ones who will help that situation and will help more people stay within their own homes. Now, that could cause a problem if there are less social workers to sort all those sort of packages out.
And while at the moment we're talking about Dunloe and Falkara, this could impact the whole county going forward.
Absolutely. The fact that if you're going to reduce the number of social workers from 5 to 4, meaning that all the extra work from the one person that is going has to be done by the 4 people, things are not going to get any better. And then you've got the situation where there are more retired people, more older people within the society, and therefore it's going to cause a problem, as I say, within the hospitals. It really is something I don't quite understand, why the County Council are actually going to take this action.